You're listening to the Lance Greatness Podcast. This is episode 2. Welcome back, everybody. I hope your diets are going well. And I got a lot of questions since posting about the Lance Greatness diet coming out for the first time and about the Lance Greatness guarantee. Be sure to go back and listen to that episode if you haven't yet. It is a keeper. With the limited amount of copper we have in the world, I wanted to use up a few megabytes to make this episode and to talk to you about the silent killer. I've been around a few years longer than you have, and I've seen a lot of commercials in my time, and I would argue that no product is more greatly advertised, no product makes more money, and nothing is more addicting, absolutely, than Coca-Cola. That is not based necessarily on scientific research. This is my opinion. But if I could go to Wall Street and actually put money on something like a Coke, believe me, I would. I want you to give me the benefit of the doubt for just a few minutes and listen to a few points that I've put together that I'm confident will help you in your journey to living a healthier lifestyle. These facts I'm going to be sharing with you are hot off the scientific press. I'm going to give these facts to you, and I'm not going to give an apology. Right after this message from our sponsor.
Have you ever been in a real haunted house? Ever wanted to scare your friends so badly they wet their pants really hard? Make your way to the haunted condo. Your girlfriend's going to kill you once she realizes you took her here. With real chainsaws. With real screams. Make your way quickly to the nearest haunted condo before tickets run out.
Lance Greatness. Wow, he's so cool.
Okay, welcome back. So what are these facts that I wanted to share with you so badly that I think will truly make you reconsider your drinking habits? Number one. Okay, we all know how much sugar is in Coke, right? It's like a lot of grams. So many, in fact, that, get this, the general surgeon has been placing, you're not going to believe me, a warning on Coca-Cola products for the last 20 years. You know that big label that you see on cigarette boxes? Same thing on Coca-Cola. Let me read this to you. You got to look really close. Took me a while to find it. Okay, here it is. Government warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink Coca-Cola beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of Coca-Cola beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause health problems. And I think that that certainly can be reworded, if you don't mind me saying, Surgeon General, to definitely will cause health problems. Does anybody want to be drinking a drink that impairs your ability to drive? Just think about how badly other things in your life would be, like kissing and playing around with basketball. You get the idea. All right, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with the second reason why we should all think a little harder before we partake of the death drink called Coca-Cola. Don't go anywhere. Hey, Lance Greatness here. Do you know, I spend a lot of time outdoors with my kids. We do hiking, walking, and cliff jumping. But did you know that cliff jumping is the leading cause of death in the US? I sure didn't, until I talked to Geico. They told me that I could keep cliff jumping and have reassurance that my kids would be taken care of. Not only do they promise my wife $10,000 if I meet the Grim Reaper, but they will make sure my kids are placed on the Geico Adoption Program. They'll get to stay at the Geico Adoption Center in California, they'll get free snacks, and best of all, visiting hours are 24/7, so I can see my kids anytime I'd like. Be sure to call them right now and mention Lance Greatness. You'll get a 10% discount on your first monthly payment. Do it now. Reason number two on the death drink. I bet you all are just dying to hear this one. Turns out, and I didn't know this one until very recently, Coca-Cola is the culprit behind weak shins. You know that painful feeling you get when you're whammed in the shins? North Korean scientists interviewed some people who had been complaining about being kicked in the shins, and every single one of them had either had Coke in the past or knew someone who had been affiliated with the drink. This is not something to mess around with, guys. There are businessmen making millions off of us while our bones get weaker and weaker and weaker. And it's not just our shins either. These same scientists later that day threw several bottles of wine right at the heads of 50 volunteers, mostly women. And what did they complain about the most right after? Okay, it wasn't a brain tumor. It wasn't loss of muscle. It was a fractured skull. What pain might these women have been spared if Coca-Cola was never introduced into their system in the first place? Okay, guys, I gotta take a giant leak. Don't go anywhere. Reason number three coming right up.
My name is Judy, and I'm in really good shape. Would you like to know how I stay so thin? Coca-Cola. Just a bottle a day gives me enough energy to be able to exercise, keep up with all my chores, and do whatever else I'd like to have time for. I know that just a bottle a day will help keep you thin as well. If I didn't have Coca-Cola, I'd be some fatty on the street. Did I mention it helps your bones? It's got plenty of calcium, so make sure your kids drink it up too. Coca-Cola, go and drink it today.
All right, let's wrap up this podcast with fact number three about Coca-Cola. This is the big one, you guys. I'm not going to pretty this one up. So the carbon monoxide that you inhale from cigarettes, right, it greatly increases your chance for lung cancer. We've all heard that one before. Coke does the same thing. Okay, I tried this one at home. I couldn't have an open can of Coca-Cola within 10 feet of my carbon monoxide detector without it going off like crazy. Carbon monoxide is the second ingredient on the label, people. And it's also carbonated. Truly, this is the silent killer. In conclusion, bad people kill, and so does Coke. I hope I've at least helped you consider what your life might be like without it. One thing I guarantee, your dating life will certainly increase abundantly. And that's it. We're out of time. We're going to wrap this one up, you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking time to listen to Lance Greatness. That's me. And I hope that you continue to get your dose, your daily or weekly dose from this podcast. All right. We'll see you next time.